To the editor. Last night's, Tuesday, council meeting was a reminder of both how far we've come, and how far we still need to go. The formal recognition of the Franco-Ontarian community was a proud moment. I remember attending the flag raising at Lee Park, wondering why it had taken so long. Cultural recognition like this matters, but so does action where it's urgently needed. North Bay's most recent audit presented a glowing financial outlook. The city holds over $120 million in reserve funds, a number the report called average. But that's misleading. For comparison, Kingston, with nearly three times North Bay's population, holds a similar reserve. At the same time, key issues go unaddressed. Rents in North Bay have increased nearly 7% year over year. Vacancy rates remain below 1%. Residents searching for rental units face intense competition and prices well above what long-term tenants are paying. Our housing plan is ambitious on paper, but it's not meeting the needs of our most vulnerable. Without nonprofit builds, firm affordability targets, and short-term rental regulations, we're leaving people behind. Here are a few things we can do right now. Support nonprofit and co-op housing by using city land and federal programs. Regulate short-term rentals, limiting them to primary residences. Create a municipal housing fund using tax revenue or land sale profits. Track housing progress with a transparent public dashboard. Expand rent supplements and legal eviction prevention. Prioritize equity, including housing for Indigenous residents, seniors, and single-parent households. We are told the city must remain fiscally responsible, but sitting on millions while residents can't afford food, shelter, or heat isn't responsibility. It's inaction. Economists agree. Times of austerity call for strategic investment, not restraint. This is the moment to spend wisely on infrastructure, affordable housing, and people. Instead, council advanced a weak, rushed motion to investigate the mayor's spending scandal. So hastily put together, it was barely coherent. Without a public tip-off, would we have even known about these expenses? Would they have been paid back? North Bay residents deserve transparency? Instead, we're told to move on, while serious questions remain unanswered. That's not how trust is restored. This isn't about finger-pointing, it's about priorities. I'm speaking up because I cannot be one of the people who ignore the growing lines at homeless shelters and food banks. I believe our city should be for everyone, not just the rich, a city that's inclusive, forward-thinking, and built for the future, no matter your economic status. It's time to align our budget with our values. To stop managing optics and start managing outcomes. To move forward, yes, but with the public at the table, not behind closed doors. Gavin Pigeot, Community Advocate, North Bay.